This Sunday is going to be a home dedication through our friends at Habitat for Humanity of York County. This house, though, is pretty interesting. It's part of their Restored initiative, and we're going to learn more about that. And as a bonus, we actually have the homeowner joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We're going to bring in Scott. He is the homeowner. And good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Great. We're going to come back to you in a minute, but we're going to start with Summersby Oki, who's the Director of Development and Advocacy for Habitat for Humanity of York County. And good morning to you, Summersby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's always a good day when we talk about Habitat. It's an organization that Ashley and I are very passionate about. You're helping people achieve the American dream of owning their home, where you can have a yard and a picket fence and a swing out in front of on the front porch. And who doesn't want that, right? So it's remarkable. Let us know more about this Restored initiative within Habitat, only because people might think of Habitat of you build homes.
Sure.
But over the course of several years ago, your focus has been building homes, rehabbing homes, right? Keeping people in their homes. Mm-hmm. And then this is seamless as a new initiative. It's called Restored.
Yeah, so building and restoring affordable home ownership, right? Making sure we're preserving that affordable home ownership for everyone. So that includes the new construction and includes our critical home repair, which allows folks to maintain the asset of their home, age in place, and be able to afford to stay in their home and pass it on to future generations. And then this rehab, we did a home on Confederate right down the road, which was a traditional rehab where we purchased a home and fixed it up. But our recycle homes, like the one in Softwinds Village, and we just finished one on Bynum in Rock Hill, are homes that were Habitat homes that were built through our new construction program and for some reason came back to us. So this particular home in Softwinds, the homeowner was ready to move on to the next step, and she decided to sell the home back to us so that we could then make some modifications and sell it to another family.
What do some of those modifications look like when you get it back from the first homeowner? And that's great news too, because that they're able to, you know, take a next step up. That's remarkable. And that's, you know, part of what you're trying to do as well. But what do some of those modifications look like when you're fixing it for the next homeowner?
Yes, we were just talking about this. We are updating the cabinets. Yeah. So we're painting the cabinets. Scott and I were just talking. He was going back and forth. He's like, did I choose the right color?
Oh.
Updating the flooring. You know, just something that if your home is 20, 25 years old, the updates that you might need to make. So we had to do some plumbing updates on this home, some HVAC work, just making sure that everything is in that condition that it would be if it were a new construction home.
And Summersby, is this one of the first restored or recycled homes through Habitat of Humanity here in York County that you all have done?
We have done two this year, but it's not the first time that we have done it. It is the first time that we've branded it sort of as a restored home. And you notice it has the big R, big S, like our restore. So these are actually funded through donations in the restore. So when they ask you, would you like to round up or make a donation when you make a purchase, those funds go towards these restored homes.
Yes is always the answer, because you're already getting a deal at those restores. What a great way. What a great program. This is fantastic. Well, like I mentioned, we do have Scott here. He is the homeowner. And Scott, you are going to get the keys and the celebration,
yes,
dedication, all the emotions this Sunday.
And I can't wait.
Yeah. Walk us through what this journey has been like, because it's going to be you and your parents.
Me and my parents. So the whole journey was stressful, all right? From to where at the beginning, I didn't want to do it. I'm being honest. So I didn't want to do it. My sister signed me up because she was supposed to join the program as well, but she got denied. But at the time, I fit the qualifications for it. So I was like, you know what? I'm ready for a home anyway. I'm tired of bouncing from home to home, apartment to apartment and everything. I want something in my name. I want something to settle down in. Something for me, you know? So I finally went through it. And I'm glad I did it, even though it was a stressful 2.5 years from working and going to the meetings and doing all the activities and the volunteer work and everything, and trying to balance the whole daily life, everything, because I'm lazy. So
Well, at least you're we appreciate honesty. Yeah, and it's sweat equity is what you're talking about, yeah, right? The sweat equity.
But you're also not giving yourself enough credit because you can't be a part of this program and be lazy.
That
so
is very true.
We know it's pretty rigorous. Yeah. So show yourself some grace because
But other than that, it's more you got to picture like what am I trying to get at the end of it? Like, am I going to have a home at the end of it, or do I want to, you know, back out and be like, it's not for me? But I'm glad I stayed to it. I'm glad I did the final picture and had it, the focus and everything for it. So,
we're speaking with the folks from Habitat for Humanity of York County. They've got a home dedication this Sunday, June the 8th. It's in the Soft Winds Village. This is a restored home, which means they were able to upcycle a former Habitat for Humanity house, and now it's going to go to the Wilson Smith family. Scott is joining us here just to celebrate what he gets to now call home. Right. And Scott, you were sharing with us before we turned the microphones on, like, you get a backyard. Mm-hmm. And what are you looking forward to it with your backyard?
So my idea is to have like a modern seating area, so when I have friends or family over, we just chill in the backyard. Probably have a brunch or a celebration, you know, just chill, relax, and catch a vibe, you know. So that's my idea of a backyard. And we was talking about it earlier, like, are we going to do a fence or anything? And I was like, nah, I like the open concept. I like to be free and then stay at a cage then. But I don't know. I might get a fence later on if I get a dog, because it'd probably help. But other than that, probably not.
And then, Scott, what does it mean? As you mentioned, you've bounced around from either location to location, apartment to apartment, to now have a place that you can call your own. It's a home.
Yeah, it's it'd be stress-free. and you wouldn't have to pay, like, even though with the economy and everything, with the high rent and everything, so with the Habitat, you'd probably be above water instead of sinking, and have to try to work hard just to make your rent.
Yeah.
So.
And then Summersby, I mean, this is what Habitat for Humanity is all about. I mean, this is a great example, right? So you take some of that stress off of him, as you just mentioned, keeping up with the rent, paying the rent, doing all that. Mm-hmm. Now you feel like for the first time, maybe in several years, you feel like you can breathe.
Yeah.
Start saving some money, pocketing it for a rainy day fund. And thanks to what you all are able to do at Habitat, and you can see that vision. We just so appreciate what you all do, Summersby.
Well, thank you. Yeah, really, it's wonderful. Nice to sit here and see, you know, see Scott achieve his dreams and, you know, his family as well. We've gotten to know his parents and his mom to see how excited they are. And it makes it worth it.
It's great.
Well, we love our Habitat for Humanity of York County. Tim Veek is the executive director. Summersby also there on staff. They're just very passionate, as well as others there on staff, about making sure people achieve the American dream of owning their home one day. Or if you love the home you're in, it just needs some TLC, they can also help in that regard as well. And you can also obviously help Habitat for Humanity in so many different ways. You can shop at two of the restores. They have one here in Rock Hill, one in Lake Wylie. And you can also volunteer of your time, volunteer of your money, be an advocate for the organization, see where else and how you can be involved, because you're making the dreams become reality for like Scott and his family. Mm-hmm. Scott, congratulations again to the home dedication on Sunday. Here's to many great celebrations in your own backyard.
Thank you.